never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, this is the only car on the market that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multicoil hydrotension duo vacuum dynamometer. Gosh, what does that do for the car? It empties the ashtray.
Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Gonna ride all night and even pay my fare.
It's Sunday night. And this is the place to be, folks, at 8 o'clock, WOR 710. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave, doing it solo. We're broadcasting tonight from Washingtonville, New York. How do you like that? Up in Orange County. See, I had a little problem with my car this morning. I get down to my car, and the right driver's side rear, the driver's side rear tire is flat. Totally flat. Not even a little bit of air so you can drive it and fill it up and then take it somewhere. So I call one of those companies who come to fill your tire up with air or change your flat or bring you gas. And I'm on the phone with that person for about 10 minutes and I explain. I am out of air in my tire. Totally. I cannot drive it. And I check my spare. My spare is flat too. There's no air in it. I need someone to come who can put air in my tire so I can get going somewhere and fix the flat. Within an hour, someone should call you. Exactly 59 minutes later, someone called me and said they'll be there in about 40 minutes. And in exactly 39 minutes, somebody showed up. You have to be with your car. If you're not with your car at the time they come, there's all kinds of problems. So I was with the car the whole time. A person comes out, and I said, do you know what you have to do? He said, of course I know what I have to do. I said, great, I'll be right out. Nature was calling. So I went inside, and I come out, and he's putting my car up on one of those hand jacks. And I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm changing your tire, sir. I said, what do you mean you're changing my tire? I don't need my tire changed. I need air in my tire. He says, well, I'm going to put the spare on. I said, I told the person on the phone, the spare is flat. You're going to change a flat tire with a flat tire? Come on! This is just insanity. You tell people exactly what's wrong, exactly what has to be done, exactly what you need. He said, oh, I didn't know that. I said, well, now you know. Goes back to his van. Pulls out a compressor. I'm like, oh, this is great. Sticks it on and then says, oops, I'm out of air. I'm laughing because if I wasn't laughing, I'd be crying. What kind of idiots? I wait 2 hours to get nothing. I'm stuck in Washingtonville, folks. That's why I'm broadcasting from here. It's a lovely village if you haven't visited it. We do have, we're the home of the Brotherhood Winery. That doesn't go with drinking and driving, so forget that. Last week we had Gridlock Sam on the show, and I just wanted to follow up a little bit. He was talking a little bit about Move New York. Now, that's the plan that that he's spearheading to put tolls on every single free bridge. And if they do put tolls on every single free bridge, you know, the Broadway Bridge up at 225th Street, the 207th Street Bridge in Upper Manhattan, the University Avenue Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, the 59th Street Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge. I don't know, I must have left out a few bridges. The 135th Street Bridge, 45th Street Bridge, and don't call me, please, and tell me you left one out. I get it. But every bridge would be tolled. Would have a toll added to it. There'd be no toll booths. Everything would use Easy Pass. Of course, the poor people who can't afford Easy Pass get it off the tuchus, but that's another story. So now, what happens is the mayor, who's been feuding with the MTA the past few months, because the MTA is demanding $3.2 billion from the city, you know, for that construction and maintenance budget. And what the mayor did say, he says, look, right now in Albany, there's no appetite for this. You know, Albany, I guess, has to approve some additional money. Now, the mayor, de Blasio, you know, has been saying that the MTA gets bus fares, they get subway fares, they get current bridge tolls, plus the city gives them $100 million a year as a tip. Here you go, MTA, thanks a lot for all your work. And New York City residents pay that, okay? In fact, New York City residents, with everything I mentioned, pay about three-quarters of the MTA's budget. And then the mayor said that Governor Cuomo has near complete control over the MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, and that Albany often raids the MTA's budget for funds for different projects around the state. Now, the mayor de Blasio also said, you know, the governor names the head of the MTA. The governor has the majority of any appointments of people to go on to the MTA. And the mayor said, we want to make sure that they end the practice of taking money out of the MTA and putting it into the rest of the state budget. So that's what's going on with that. But while Move New York, you know, would add tolls on the East River bridges, at least that's the way it's presented right now, congestion pricing was going to add to all the other bridges. You know, and it would lower current high tolls on other bridges like the Verrazano, the RFK Triborough Bridge, and, you know, bridges like that. But what's interesting is Quinnipiac, they seem to be the poll people. Quinnipiac recently did a poll, and they said that 49% of New Yorkers oppose Move New York, while 41% support it. So that's just some information I'm giving you, folks. And that's a follow-up to Move New York with Gridlock Sam on last week, where he did make some news and say that for the first time, he's saying publicly, traffic is worse in New York City, meaning Manhattan especially, than ever before. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Right now, let's take a call from JFK Mike. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave, I'm just here announcing the news that everybody's waiting for, the JFK update. So, as you can hear, the planes are landing. And there's a sea of cabs that's about 85% full, but it is moving, and planes are landing, and I'm hoping this plane coming in right now lands over there instead of over here. These guys come in so low, my God.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me ask you something. Would you be in favor or against adding tolls to the East River bridges?
Well, here's the thing. Let me put it this way. Malcolm Smith, who was the champion of the 50 cent per trip surcharge on cabs, is currently spending 7 years in Club Fed. I think he got convicted of something and he's in jail, right? Shelley Silver, who was also one of the people who was happy about this surcharge for cabs, is indicted. So all I want to know is, where is his money going? I mean, Bloomberg used to go up to Albany. He couldn't see the books. So the MTA, like I said, is, in my opinion, a pirate ship. And like I said, it's just every time the MTA pirate parrot squawks and says, we need more money, I get a little paranoid, you know.
Paranoia will destroy you.
Well, and tomorrow there's a, for those of us participating, apparently there's a march from Brooklyn going to City Hall to demonstrate against all this mumbo-jumbo that's going on in the industry. It starts at high noon, a meeting in Brooklyn, and marching over the Brooklyn Bridge. And I guess I'd like to remind you, if your leg hurts or what have you, at the very least, don't be a scabby. But if you can march, march. Because I think You know, they're getting some people down there. They're organizing. And I do see some flyers out there. So there's a last-minute push to make this thing happen tomorrow at City Hall. Now, what is your view on that? I'd just be curious as to what the Taxi Dave take is on this march.
Well, the last march was canceled. It was on a Saturday. The winds were 40 miles an hour. It was raining. NYPD said it's going to be unsafe for anybody to cross the Brooklyn Bridge. They didn't want, you know, little kids flying away. So now they had to reschedule it, and I believe they're having a press conference at City Hall at the end. Unfortunately, I have a stress test scheduled tomorrow, and I will not be able to make it. Ironically enough, I changed things around so I could make the last one, and I have to take the stress test, unfortunately, but that's just the way it is.
Well, I thought the last demonstration they were going to schedule it as a day-night doubleheader. They don't do that with demonstrations.
They could.
They should. They should. Listen, I tell you, stress tests too, right? Yeah. Good luck with the stress test.
Let me ask you something. Do you ever get angry when you drive?
Do I ever get angry when I drive?
Yeah. We're going to have Vera Barukov on in a little while, and she's going to talk about anger management on the road. But you drive more than the average driver. Do you get angry? And how do you handle that?
Well, the only thing is sometimes the traffic gets so bad you have to get out of your car to hit the pedestrians. Just kidding. But I will say that some passengers, you have to count to 10, and some passengers, you have to count to the square root of pi. Let's put it that way.
3.18, okay.
I don't know. Don't get me into integers on pi there. Yeah.
That was 3.14 or something.
Every time I hear pi, I get hungry, you know, but that's just me.
That's right. Okay, well.
Listen, good luck. I'm sure what the doctor's going to tell you is to alleviate stress is start a taxi newspaper and a taxi radio show. That's the best way to get rid of all the stress in your life, Dave.
Well, thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it. There's nothing like working on Sunday evenings and preparing for a radio show. But we're the number one show in this time, slot.
I just want to remind everybody, there's a great newspaper still at Kennedy Airport. They're moving like hotcakes. We want to give a shout-out to the great Taxi Insider newspaper. Can I say that?
Sure. Why not? I like those people who distribute the Taxi Insider newspaper.
They're like angels of the night. And also, can I also give a shout-out to the little website that could, nyctaxinews.com. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, actually, nyctaxinews.com is, as far as I know right now, the only website where you can read the Taxi Insider newspaper. Then the new one isn't out yet online, but that's run by a retired taxi driver from New York City, and he's been getting thousands of hits every week. It's a pretty good website, and there's also copies of the radio show, replays of the radio show, I should say, and replays of your radio show, too. JFK Mike has a radio show. He's being very humble here.
I don't like to brag, but I am humble. I always brag about being humble. That's me. Listen, Dave, you take care of yourself, all right? We're gonna all down the floor for you. Don't worry. Just take a breath and do the lotus position or whatever you got to do to get through this. But you're going to be fine. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And if you need a business loan, commercial loan, if you need a private person to help with your finances for your business, go to Melrose. You know, I've said this before. A friend once mentioned it to me, and it's true. He says, who's your best friend at the bank you use? I ran an association for 15 years, and it was a teller. Does a teller really know? Can a teller really advise you on lines of credit and other things that your business might need? Give Melrose a call if you have a business. They can certainly help you out. Now, Gil Lederman had the radio surgery hour before the Taxi Dave show, and tonight he's going to have it after the Taxi Dave show. Great show. He saves a lot of lives. People who have cancer and haven't tried his technique, many of them seem to be successful. And if you're saving lives, you need to listen to the show if you know someone who has cancer. And you can actually give Gil a call live on the air as well. Now, the New York Mets, They lost their second baseman last night. But the reason I'm bringing them up is I asked the radio station here, according to JFK Mike, for one, and three other taxi drivers, they said, according to my calculations, October 18th and October 25th, you might not be on the air. And the station told me it's too soon. I guess if the series goes 5 or 7 games, I might not be on the air. So if you hear the Mets on at 8 o'clock next Sunday or the Sunday after, I will be on when the Mets aren't on Sunday night. Okay? They want a national audience. WOR is very lucky to have the Mets. And although I'm the number one show, the Mets are a nationally syndicated show, an internationally sporting team. So obviously the Mets come first. So if you hear the Mets on, and I'm not on, don't get disappointed. I'll be back the first time the Mets are not on Sunday night. Now, but let me just talk about anger for a second. We have a couple of callers. Manny, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show. We have a lot to talk about. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Taxi Dave?
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just calling to let everyone know the Taxi Medallion Owner Driver Association, the third rally has been rescheduled. It's going to be tomorrow. That's going to be the meeting point is going to be in Brooklyn at Cadman Plaza West and Tillery Street. That's Cadman Plaza West and Tillery Street at 12 noon. And we're going to march over the Brooklyn Bridge to City Hall. And we really want everyone to come out, all taxi drivers, owners, families, bring your friends, bring your kids, neighbors, everyone you know. And it's really important to get together and show the city that, you know, we mean business. We want our voices heard. We've been ignored long enough. And we want what's right for the taxi industry.
If you want your voice heard, folks, you heard it here from Manny. Cadman Plaza West and Tillery Street tomorrow. And what time is that?
12 noon.
At 12 noon. You know, after you have your bagel and lox in the morning, go down to Cadman Plaza. You know, after you see, you call your mother on Sunday, I'm sorry, it's Monday tomorrow, go down to Cadman Plaza and Tillery Street. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. It's a nice walk over the Brooklyn Bridge. And if you've had enough, and if you want to support what the New York City Medallion owner drivers are supporting, what are you supporting, by the way? What do you want?
What do we want? Well, everyone's having trouble nowadays, right? No one's making the same amount of money. The owners and drivers are basically in a hole now because they're not able to pay off their loans, and they're having difficulty. And why is that? Because all these app-based companies that just came in out of nowhere aren't following any rules, regulations, or anything set by the city council, and they're running free. And someone needs to stop that. We've been quiet long enough, and it's just gotten to a point where now it's starting to hurt people's lives. I already know people personally affected by this, and they've gone into depression. You know, when those type of things happen, then you get health-related risks. People start thinking about suicide, and it just it's a downward tumble, to be frank. And people aren't seeing that. The general public isn't seeing that for some reason. It's like these major worldwide corporations are just going to be taking over the world and going to leave the middle class completely left to, you know, the dirt.
Okay, Manny, one more time. So if you agree with what Manny's saying and you want to spend a nice Monday afternoon walking over the Brooklyn Bridge, just tell them where and when to meet one more time, Manny.
That's right. Taxi Medallion Owner Driver Association holding its third rally tomorrow, 12 noon, Cadman Plaza West and Tillery Street. We're going to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge to City Hall. And that's where we're going to have a press conference as well and have our voices heard. We need everyone to come. It's really, really important. If you have any questions, you could just go onto the website. It's www.nyctmoda.com.
Okay, Manny, thank you for bringing us that information. You've just won 4 tickets to the Forest of Fear in Tuxedo, New York. Would you like that?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Okay, just stay on the line. And we'll take your information, okay? Right now, I would like to introduce our guest, Vera Barukov, who wants to discuss anger management on the road. And don't listen to what JFK Mike said. You know, traffic is so bad, sometimes he has to get out of the car to hit the pedestrians. That's a pretty funny line, I gotta say it. But that's not how you deal with anger management. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Vera.
Hi, everyone. Thank you.
Okay, what do you think about Mike's take on anger management?
Anger management, we have to, our choice behind the wheel matters. We have to watch how we behave ourselves because we can have some serious consequences. As serious as injury, as serious as death.
And when you get angry behind the wheel, what do you suggest? I mean, sometimes you get angry before you get on the wheel, like this morning. You know, someone was going to change my flat tire and put on a flat tire. And don't ask. And, you know, and then, you know, all of a sudden you find yourself 3 hours behind schedule. And you end up accomplishing nothing, so you're trying to rush, you're trying to hurry, and every little thing that, any little obstacle kind of upsets you on the road. And in New York City, if you're driving, obviously you have traffic devices, you have double parked cars, there are pedestrians, you have to watch out for people running in between the, in the streets, there's fumes, there's, you know, emergency vehicles, it just goes on and on. The stress level, in the middle of that, you have to do a financial transaction. How do you deal with the stress and the anger when something happens that you don't expect?
Okay, wow, you brought up a lot. So the thing is, in order for us to manage our rage on the road, we have to manage our mindset. So it requires a huge adjustment, okay? So we may be convinced that if I scream a little more or show a little more anger, it'll put me in control of the situation and it'll fix everything that's going wrong. But that's not true. It's not going to fix anything. As a matter of fact, it may create even more problems.
So is this one of those, count to 10, take a deep breath, or say, Namho Yo Renge Kyo? I mean, what are you suggesting? What do we do?
I'm suggesting a change in the mindset. We have to change how we think. We have to understand that we're not in control, that sometimes things happen to us, and we're not in control. We're in control of so little. And we have to understand some additional things here. Anger is not a sign of strength. Cursing out someone is not a sign of intelligence. Screaming and showing off offensive gestures is not a sign of power. Okay? Once we internalize that, that will help us behave better. Also, you know, there's a book by Adam Jacobs, 128 Reflections, and he talks about anger there. He says, anger causes you to act completely out of alignment with your own elevated values. It's temporary insanity. So we may be good people at heart, but when we're angry, we act like we're mad. We demonstrate a very negative and a very, like, evil side to us. We don't look good. We appear crazy.
Are you saying at the beginning of the show when I yell and I'm angry about certain things that happen to me on the road or in my personal life that I'm out of my mind?
What I'm saying is that, you know, if it's done with good intention, it's okay. But when it's done with intention to hurt someone, it can create some chaos because you can end up hurting someone very seriously, psychologically, physically, and so on. So if it's with evil intention, there needs to be a mindset adjustment.
We're here with Vera Barukov talking about anger management on the road. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. We have a lot more to talk about as well. And when we come back, we'll take some phone calls. I'll start off with a couple of other things. But also remember, you know, it's Sunday night. Tomorrow, a lot of people are not working. This is like a Saturday night. There's going to be a lot of drunk drivers on the road. Be careful, folks. And most of all, don't drink and drive. Okay? Take a taxi cab. Taxi Dave is brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. And we'll be right back after this.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Uncle Jimmy is throwing a party you'll never
escape. Buy blood-curdling attractions for just one price at the all-new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York. Visit UncleJimmy'sPlace.com, Morningwood Cemetery, Blind Panic, and The Slaughterhouse. The screenings start at 7 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 9th through November 1st at the Forest of Fear, next to the New York Renaissance Fair in Tuxedo Park, New York. Not recommended for children under 12. Ghoulish Haunts and Delicious Treats, sponsored by Pepsi-Cola this weekend. Save when you buy and print your tickets at TheForestOfFear.com.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, life with you, dog man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking, home, 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 home.
The Taxi Dave Show is back. And the Taxi Shave Show, that's going to be our television show. We're going to shave taxi drivers. That was a close shave, folks. Okay. Just to let you know a few things. We're here with Vera Barukov. We're talking about anger management on the road. If you want to talk about anger management, give us a call at 800-321-0710. Frank sent in an email. His form of stress relief is take a hot bath. Okay, a little difficult behind the wheel, but we'll figure out a way to do that, Frank. Thanks a lot for sending that to us. Oh, you like that one, huh? Okay. Well, we can't do that. hi, Taxi Dave. This is from Mike. The other day, I was taking a break when an Uber driver came and parked his car behind me. He greeted me and right away asked me about business. I told him business is slow since Uber is getting all the work. He said Uber is hiring so many drivers that there isn't enough work for all of them. He works 16 hours a day. He could barely make ends meet. So my question is, when is Mayor de Blasio going to have some guts and stop Uber before everyone is destroyed? Thank you, Michael. Okay, and thank you, Michael. There we go. So that's it. Let's see. Oof, we'll just... I'll tell you what, why don't we switch to some phone calls over here? I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. But, hey, Tom, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
All right, how are we doing, Dave?
We're doing okay, man. I'm up here in Washingtonville, New York, okay, with two flat tires again. I don't know what to do.
God.
Because once finally got it to a place, okay, and put air in it, I went to four places, and guess what? It's Sunday. Nobody's open to fix flat tires. So tomorrow morning, I have the honor of starting this all over again.
What happened to your patch kit? You should have a patch kit with you.
I wear it over my bad eye. What do you got, Tom?
Now, Dave, my suggestion is I don't seem to understand why this industry hasn't rallied together, such as our credit unions, our insurance companies, our owner drivers, the fleet operators, and hold the mass meeting at Madison Square Garden on a Sunday morning and discuss these issues and try to get some financial money together so we can fight this situation. These credit unions have been taking interest money off the medallion owners for many, many years. They should turn around and need to refinance for it.
You do realize who my sponsor is here, right?
I do. So he's one of them. He should step forward, and every credit union in the industry, including yours, Progressive, Alanto, and there's a half a dozen other characters, they should step forward here and create a mass meeting for all owner drivers and fleet operators.
Hey, Vera, let me ask you something, Vera. Tom is very angry right now. What would you suggest he does?
Oh, goodness. I would suggest that, you know, you do the best that you can. I mean, what can you do here? He's doing the right thing. He's calling you, and he's voicing his concern, and he's giving a suggestion, and that is excellent. So you're doing the right thing. You're doing what – he's not keeping it to himself. He's getting his word. He's getting his voice heard. So that's great. So you, as a person, there's only so much you can do. Okay, you take action, and the rest is up to, you know, up to the world. Up to, you do the best that you can. That's it. I mean, we can't control.
If you're mad as hell and you don't want to take any more, call Taxi Dave, 800-321-0710. That's what we're here for tonight, folks, with Vera Borokov. She's going to tell you how to chill.
So, Dave, how do you feel about that? We should get together and have a major rally here and discuss our problems and move forward.
Are you bringing the bagels and lox?
Yeah, not a problem. That's the best I can do. In fact, I also have a little side money I want to donate to the cause so we can get going here. I think every taxi owner in the city of New York should participate. Get his hand in his pocket or take a loan out or take some commitment and get something going here. We're just playing a game. Walking the Brooklyn Bridge is just going to wear us out. You know, it's a long bridge. It's built very strong. And
listen, I understand. Why don't you tell? I understand why you're saying that. You're not a spring chicken, right?
Right, but I don't mind walking, Dave, if I thought it was a cause. But that's not the way to approach this situation. This is a total disaster coming about. And we're not making any attempt. Nobody is moving. Everybody is working on their own. And that's not going to be the answer. When you got the likes of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley Finance and all these major outfits in this limousine service and ad service, we're in serious problems. This industry got to wake up. The Lomptos, the progressives, and your organization out there in, at the end of Queens Boulevard, they got to wake up, and they got the responsibility to do something here. All they are the financiers.
I hear what you're saying. I hear you loud and clear, and I'm glad. Here's a man that's willing to put up his own money. What did you say, $50,000? And help the cause. So I may call you on that. I may give you a call another time after the show, and it's interesting, because if there are others that feel that way, call and let us know. Hey, maybe we can put something together for you over the show. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I do appreciate it. And we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, that's for sure. You know, hey, Vera, did you ever wonder, do you know what do you call it? Those devices are called the interlocking devices that lock out. The ignition interlock restriction system is what it is. Okay, if you're found guilty of a DWI, thousands of New Yorkers are convicted of DWI, and there's Leandra's Law, which requires them to install an ignition interlock device. That's the device where you can't start your car unless you blow into this device, okay?
Okay.
And if they're not being installed, obviously New Yorkers aren't being protected because, you know, surveys show that if you were accused of DWI, you like to drink. And unless you stop drinking, it's very possible that you'll be driving drunk again. Okay? And let me just give you the law. In New York State, if you're convicted of DWI, there's a range of different sanctions. You can have your license suspended or revoked. You'll be fined. And you could even go to jail for a DWI. And in New York City, a person convicted of DWI, they're supposed to be monitored either by the Queens DA, but in this case, for what I'm about to tell you, under the supervision of New York City probation. Now, those sentenced for DWI after August 15th were supposed to install the IID, the ignition interlock device. Okay? And what we found was offenders under the watch of New York City probation, they circumvent the IID requirement, and they drive vehicles owned by other family members or by other parties. Okay?
Wow.
So, and not only that, something like they don't check DMV records. If somebody is stopped for a DWI, they don't check DMV records at the stop to see if and probation doesn't double check. So if you've been accused once, sometimes they don't know you're accused twice until you're found guilty. It's a crazy, crazy system, but something has to be done about this. Okay? You just can't drink and drive, folks. People's lives are at stake. You know, it's the number one cause of death for seniors in New York, the number two cause of deaths for children. I'm talking across the country, not just New York. You got to stop drinking and driving, you know? Please, for everybody's sake. Our phone number here is 1-800-321-0710. Let me get this over here. We'll do that. So, if, you know, Vera, somebody is angry. They were drinking alcohol. They were driving, taking others' lives into their hands, and they got stopped. And they got arrested. And the judge says, you have to put in this ignition interlocking device. All right? They're angry. But if you're getting up in the morning and driving to work, what's the big deal? If you're driving home from work, what's the big deal? If you're meeting your family on weekends, or you're going to the Forest of Fear in Tuxedo, New York, why not? What's the problem? You know, is there a stigma? Or are you drinking and driving somebody else's car? So, you know, here's a situation where someone is angry and what they're doing is say, oh, I'll show the system. I can beat the system. Hey, sis, I'm driving York. I'm putting this car under your name and I'm going to drive.
Yeah.
You know, well, is that a form of anger prevention?
I don't know if that's a form of anger or just carelessness and recklessness and stupidity. I see it more as carelessness and no consideration for other people's lives. It's just being completely irresponsible and careless. I'm not sure if I see it so much as anger. Unless the person is out there to kill people and wants to take pleasure in that, then that person should not be on the road. That person should not be part of society. That person needs serious treatment to get well before they go back out there again, because this person is putting a lot of people's lives in danger.
Hey. okay, let's take another caller. Gloria, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Dave, how are you? I have a question in regards to Uber and the TLC. The TLC had requested Uber to submit data and information, and they choose not to. Meanwhile, if you're a yellow cab with a hack license and you do not provide them with any simple letter, they threat you. They're going to take your license, will be revoked. You're not going to be able to drive. So what does Uber has with TLC that they could go around them?
It's not what they have, it's what they don't have. They don't have the same regulations as the yellow taxi industry, in my opinion. Okay? They don't have the same regulations. 80 years of regulations, folks, okay, means that the system worked. It works. How many people say, you know, I feel comfortable sending my kid in the yellow cab? All right? I feel comfortable. I know it's safe. I know the, you know, I know that there's a certain comfort level. And, you know, you make a very good point. It's called noncompliance with an official directive. Do this, do that. You didn't comply with the rules. Boom, you get a summons. I can't answer. I don't know if they turned over data, or maybe they turned over data, but not the data that was asked for. Maybe they turned over. I don't know what they turned over. You know, I mean, the Taxi and Limousine Commission, maybe we'll ask Mira Zoshi, if she'll come back on the show. It's been a while. Maybe she can answer that question.
I'm sorry I interrupted, but to me, Uber is the one that tells the TLC what they want to do and what they don't want to do.
Well, if you've been following them across the world, across the globe, they seem to be the transportation bullies of the world. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah, but in France, they kicked them out.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Canada.
You know, we had the we had one of the founders of Arrow, the taxi app, on the show a few weeks ago. And then briefly we had the vice president of Verifone, who was talking about Way to Ride, another taxi app. You know, it takes time for industries to catch up with certain things. And I guess, you know, I think that when it comes to laws and rules and regulations, if there's a segment of the industry that's being hurt, hurt to the point where, you know, guys want to take off from work and march across the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, and have press conferences once, twice, thrice. And, you know, people are calling angry. They want to, you know, put money in. Let's meet at Madison Square Garden and get everybody to work together. You know, maybe it isn't working. You know, maybe it just isn't working. If you're going to put more credence in a $10 million advertising scheme, okay, based at brainwashing the public of a certain, you know, and having them think a certain way, then maybe we should just do the same thing, you know. But that's not right. Two rights don't make a wrong. What's wrong is when an industry is slowly being destroyed because of a lack of equal competition. Equal competition.
Yes.
You know, half of the yellow cabs are going to, starting January 1st, they're going to have to become wheelchair-accessible vehicles. And the problem is drivers don't like them. They're not hybrids. And they'd rather go someplace else where they can get it. So you know what? Why not have the same rules for app companies that they have for yellow cabs?
Absolutely, you know, agree.
You know, why not have the same rules, as you were saying, Gloria, when it comes to responding to an industry directive or a directive from your regulator? You don't respond to it? Hey, you're suspended, you're fined, stop working, cease and desist, and that's the end of it. You know, so I understand your frustration. And as I said, I don't know what information was given, what wasn't given. I have no clue. I'm kind of, you know, out of the mix right now because of certain reasons that I can't really talk about. You know, I mean, it's not a secret. Melrose and three other credit unions were involved in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And it's just unfair if you have the city of New York, the state of New York, nobody enforcing the State Street Hail Act, nobody enforcing Article 19. You know, let me just put it to you like this. You know, they're saying, well, e-hails are pre-arrangement. E-hails are street hails. And
that's,
let me tell
right.
you why. Now stand a little bit away from your phone, because hail is in the name! Street hail, e-hail. Oh, it's not the same thing. Then why do you call it a hail? Other than that, I'm fine. Mira, I'm getting angry. What should I do?
Well, actually, the caller she was upset, and you made her feel better. You spoke to her. You explained the situation, the unfairness that's going on. And, you know, when you're upset, you talk to someone who can help make you feel better. You take action, and you have hope.
This
that's
is psychologist it. Taxi Dave on the air. Sunday evenings between 8 and 9. Call me with your problems. No, don't call me with your problems, please. Okay. Gloria, listen, thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show, and you called last week also. If you don't hear us, folks, if you hear a Mets game when you tune in on a Sunday night, that means the Mets are in the playoffs still, and I'll be on the following week or whenever the Mets are not playing on a Sunday night, just to let everybody know. Okay? I just want to repeat that because people miss me and they think I'm off the air. 1-800-321-0710. Jairo, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Beautiful, beautiful. Listen, this morning I heard on the CBS section business something about what you just, you were talking about, that if no equal rights for Hubert cars and yellow caps. This happens in Chicago, and the judge there ruled or stated that Hubert cars are no constitutional, if I pronounce it right, they say that, you know, everything has to be treated, all the cars have to be treated in the same way. Therefore, they consider that your car should be out of the road. Since like this passed to the here to New York, and they are thinking about opening a case and try to, what do you want for that? I mean, try to find or shoot.
Gyro, let me make it easy for you. Equal protection under the Constitution, and that the city of Chicago won a lot of points, but the one point they didn't win, and the taxi industry won, was that they said that there was not equal protection under the Constitution. And I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen with that. I am not an attorney, but you happen to be absolutely right. Okay? The taxi industry in Chicago sued the city for having different rules and regulations, and the judge's finding was about not having equal protection under their regulations. I don't know what that means. Now, do they have to have equal protection? What's equal protection in New York City? Okay, what's equal protection? Having the same types of vehicles? You know, if you don't buy the mandated vehicles, you're out of business. Oh, you're one of the cabs who doesn't have to buy an accessible vehicle? Okay, you have three choices, four choices. You have the taxi of tomorrow. You have a Lexus hybrid, $65,000. You have a Pathfinder hybrid, which no one's seen one yet. And you have the Prius V. So it's very interesting. But you brought up a great point, Gyro. You're right. Equal protection under the law, the judge found, for the taxi industry in Chicago. And there are people a lot smarter than I am who are handling that. That's for sure. Let me just... Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for your time for Sunday night. Anyway, I would like to talk about three issues.
Let's take the first one. What's the first one?
Okay, do you know why you see so many angry drivers on the road?
Oh, Vera, you better listen closely to this. Why do we see so many angry drivers on the road? I hope this isn't a joke.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, go ahead.
Because poor management from the mayor and Department of Transportation. Department of Transportation, there's a lot of corruption. They are wasting money left and right to make the streets smaller and smaller and playing with the traffic lights and aggravate the drivers. And that's why you see so many angry drivers on the road.
So you think they're doing it intentionally?
Yes,
sir. They're screwing up traffic intentionally?
Correct.
For what purpose?
For what purpose? Someone is making money under the table. The city went up.
You know, you're a real New Yorker, man. What's number two?
Number two. Do you know what they call the new MTA buses?
The new MTA buses. What do they call the new MTA buses?
Suburban provided by VIA.
Suburban provided by VIA. Isn't VIA an app?
Correct. Suburban SUVs. Provided by VIA. Those guys are taking business from Yellow Cab. Those guys are taking business from the MTA. They make multiple stops and pick up.
So they're acting like buses.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's number three?
I know that. Number three, do you know about so many Uber guys? They transfer their livery license plate to private license plate and work with their Uber phone, with
how
their
do you know
private cars.
You're saying that people who are regulated by the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission with livery plates, with stickers, okay, with who are fingerprinted, are turning in their livery plates and getting private passenger plates?
Yes, sir. I see them all day long on the streets. I see them all day long on the streets.
When you say on the streets, you see private passenger cars doing what?
Pick up passenger for Uber. They have this cell phone mounted on dashboard. And the other day, I was going to LaGuardia Airport, and I saw someone was sitting in the back of the Camry, and the driver. And they have the he has the what do you call it?
Folks, if you see a private car in New York City, All right, whether you call any app and a private car shows up without livery plates, don't get in it. You don't know who the hell it is. You don't know if he's licensed. You don't know if he has insurance. You don't know if the car's insured. You don't know anything. You have no idea. No, you don't know if he was fingerprinted. You just don't know. Don't get into a private car, folks. And by the way, Uber is trying to pass a law in New York State which will allow every private car to be a taxi cab. How do you like that? And there'll be no need for medallions, black cars. It'll be like the Wild West, okay? In fact, I was thinking about putting a sleigh on my dog and using that as a cab also, okay? Okay, listen, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I'm starting to get angry. I'm starting to get angry. Oh, boy, Vera.
These are some real issues. We need to voice our concerns about this and take some action because, you know, it's very reasonable why it's making you angry, because it's putting our lives in danger. It's creating chaos.
Okay, let's take Pat. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, Dave?
Yes.
My question is, how come all the taxi owners haven't been able to get some sort of injunction against Uber?
That's a great question, Pat. You know, there was a lawsuit, not by the owners, by the lenders. There's a lawsuit right now by a couple of owners about being forced to make their regular medallions, wheelchair-accessible medallions. But there was a lawsuit exactly, you know, by the four credit unions, and for an injunction, you know, to be looked at because of the inequalities and not following the law that's written in New York State and New York City. And what happened was the judge that dismissed it and didn't address the problem. He said, oh, the TLC regulates that. At least that's the way I read it, and I am not an attorney, Pat.
Well, what four credit unions instituted the suit?
Melrose Credit Union, Lompoc Credit Union, Montauk Credit Union, and Progressive Credit Union. All four involved in taxi medallion loans throughout New York City.
Not medallion?
Not medallion loans.
He was one of the people, I guess, right?
Who's one of the people?
Medallion financing. They didn't institute a lawsuit?
I have no idea what the medallion financial does, other than what I read in the papers.
Right, but it would seem like the owners and not the lenders should be the people acting. Do they have an organization that represents them?
Well, that's why there's a march tomorrow with owner drivers who own medallions. See, most people don't realize that most of the owners own one medallion. You know, they have these visions that there are, you know, guys who own hundreds and hundreds of medallions. There are a handful of those, but most medallion owners own one medallion. And Tom, who called before, you know, wants to put money where his mouth is and gather everybody and say, hey, let's all put up money. And he has the right idea. Listen, Pat, I got to cut for a break right now. But I want to thank you for asking good questions. Please call back again. And thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, hopefully we'll have time for a couple of more calls. Tell you a little bit about about an NYPD meeting at Melrose Credit Union with owner drivers. And there's a rally tomorrow, folks, that you heard about live on the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned.
You know I hate to hurt my woman, but yet I got these driving blues.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Uncle Jimmy is throwing a party you'll never...
Escape by blood-curdling attractions for just one price at the all-new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York. Visit Uncle Jimmy's Place, Suscom, Morningwood Cemetery, Blind Panic, and The Slaughterhouse. The screenings start at 7 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 9th through November 1st at the Forest of Fear, next to the New York Renaissance Fair in Tuxedo Park, New York. Not recommended for children under 12. Ghoulish Haunts and Delicious Treats, sponsored by Pepsi Cola this weekend. Save when you buy and print your tickets at theforestoffear.com.
Quivers down my back.
Taxi inside. Insider is back Sunday nights. We're closing in on 9 o'clock. So let's just see what we can do here. I'm not even going to do this. I wanted to give Pat tickets for Forest of Fear. If you call back, Pat, we'll take your information. Let's take a call from Satwinder. Satwinder, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Dave. It is a pleasure you me having here. And also, that was a nice meeting the last week. And I got a lot of things, and I learned from. And also, I want to invite you.
Oh, Satwinder. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Satwinder. Okay. What meeting are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Melrose. We have the NYPD. It was a great. So I learned many things, and I'm wishing you well, and also looking forward to having another one, the big one.
I think that we're going to try to put something together and have an interagency meeting with the TLC, with the Department of Transportation, and with NYPD, and everybody that you know who wants to attend can attend, and we'll just have it at a venue that that holds everyone. All right, go ahead. What did you want to say, Satwinder?
Looking forward, and as you know, the Taxi Madalan Owner Driver Association having third early march.
Okay, listen. When and where is the march tomorrow? I hate to cut you off. I got 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
October 12, 2015, 12 noon at Meet at Tilley Street and Cadman Plaza West. If you need any accessible by subway lines ACFNR 2, 3, 4, and 5, please get together.
Thank you, Satwinder. I got to go now. Hey, taxi, get me out of Washington.